think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. There are times where we use our imagination in service of making plans for a desired ideal future. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, memory, imagination, and happiness.
One of the things that we've talked about before on the show, but that I think is really important, is as important as it is to imagine what your future is going to look like in order to plan for that future and to be prepared for it, it's also important not to be too strongly constrained by that imagination. And the reason that that's important is because when the present deviates from what you believed was going to happen to yourself, it's uncomfortable. That mismatch doesn't feel right because you expected a particular thing, and expectation violations are surprising. And surprise is actually not a deeply positive emotion in the moment.
Yeah.
And so there's a tendency for people to resolve that discomfort in the direction of trying to make reality more like the imagination. And sometimes that can be a good thing, but you have to recognize that it's also possible to resolve that discomfort by reimagining the future in a way that is consistent with a path that becomes available to you in the world.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the vividness of imagination does have the potential to create such a narrow path that anything that's not on that path now is unsettling, right? As Art says, even in the imagination. And what everybody who looks at successful outcomes for young people entering the world after school, whether it's after high school or after college, the word that comes up again and again is flexibility. And to be able to adapt to the circumstances in which you find yourself. I mean, there are very few people really whose life is along a linear path with no digressions and everything goes from A to B to C to D in some orderly way. Life is much more disorderly than that for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is just randomness. I mean, there's all kinds of variation that goes on in life that we, because we're good storytellers, in hindsight, make it seem like that was all going to work out that way. When really there are just this random stuff that happens. It affects us in a way. And most adaptable people can find a way to make a story to make it seem like that's the way they planned it all the time.
One of the things we have to remember is that things that happened in the past, particularly when you remember specific events, those specific events are often remembered somewhat positively.
Yeah.
There is a tendency to put on rose-colored glasses when you're thinking about events that happened before. And that kind of nostalgia can begin to create problems as well, because it can create a different sort of dissatisfaction with the present. And the reason for that is, when you look back on the past, what you tend to remember are the very broad outlines of things, because, of course, you are distant from the past. And so what you remember is, you know, a particular element of a wonderful day in which you went to the park with someone and had this great walk and how idyllic life was in that moment. And today, you know, is such a drag. There's so many specific things I have to do. I got to walk out in the heat and I've got to clean this up. And there's all these very specific things that are annoying. And you're mired in the details of the present, whereas the past was just wonderful. Now, you have to remember that if you really projected yourself mentally back into the past, you would remember that idyllic time at the park happened after a flat tire, you know, and where there was an argument about who was going to have what for breakfast.
And your dog threw up in the back of the car on the way to the park. And yeah,
exactly. And so all of those specific things also happened back then. And so we have to beware of trying to recreate elements of the past that never were as beautiful as you remember them to be. And so in fact, we then also create idealized visions of the future that, even if they came about, wouldn't actually bring about the level of happiness and satisfaction that you imagine that they will be.
And that all plays on people's sense of optimism about, well, yes, of course I'm going to be rich. I mean, that's what I aspire to, is to be rich. And, you know, what's unfortunate for many people who have their imagination sets expectations that are out of whack with reality, whether it's about body image or about your personal income or your status in life, whatever it happens to be. It creates a distance between your current state of being and something that you think you're supposed to be like or have or whatever. And now you create a level of dissatisfaction that can't be easily assuaged, right? Because now you've got this thing that you're supposed to be, that you want to be. There's no way to traverse that distance in a short period of time, or maybe at all. And yet you've created, or Publishers Clearinghouse has created, or somebody's created the idea that that's where you should be. Now once that becomes a should, like that's the goal, and anything short of that goal is not the goal, well, you're going to be unhappy a lot, regardless of what the topic of the conversation happens to be.
That's why people have shifted their view of work over the last 30 years. What we're seeing now is many more people who are envisioning a life in which there are more opportunities for enjoyment now. Not that life should be full of instant gratification. I think there's a very good argument to be made for engaging in some activities today that will pay off tomorrow or next month or next year. But if every single activity that you engage in is an activity of delayed gratification, then you are not taking those opportunities to actually enjoy the situation that you're in. And so the danger of an unrealistic ideal is this belief that I can't really be happy until the moment that I achieve that unrealistic ideal. And the dual problem with that is, A, I'm not happy as I'm working toward it. And then B, quite frankly, when I achieve that unrealistic ideal, I'm probably not all that happy.
Yeah.
And we'll continue our discussion of happiness next week when we talk about money and happiness with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. You can subscribe to the podcast of Two Guys on Your Head on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, and leave us a review while you're there. It really helps us out. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.